Okay, our friends. Are you ready to be a little silly with us? I am ready for some silly. I think we have a good time when we're silly. And so today's story is probably one of the silliest, in my opinion. Are you ready for it? It's called Llama Unleashes the Alpocalypse. Not an apocalypse, an alpacalypse. And in the picture we see, I am alpaca. A little alpaca. Alpaca? Do you know what an alpaca is? They're pack animals. They're mammals. They kind
Are
of.
there owls that live in packas?
No, they've got hooves. And they're used in places like Peru, South America, to carry stuff. All right, let's read it. So today's story, Llama Unleashes the Alpocalypse, is written by Jonathan Stutzman. It's illustrated by Heather Fox. It is read today by Mommy and
The small baby hedgehog.
A small baby hedgehog.
The small baby hedgehog.
A small baby hedgehog. Oh, you're so cute and pointy. Ow. Do not be deceived, friends. If you poke on one of those, bad things happen. Shall I read you a story, little hedgehog? Let's do it. By dinner, Llama will unleash a great apocalypse upon the world.
I am Llama,
proclaimed Llama Breakfast. Every morning, Llama started the day with a large, balanced breakfast. The problem with large, balanced breakfasts was the large, unbalanced mess they made. And this is true. This kitchen is a disaster. Eggs on the windows, flour on the floor. What a mess. Now, Llama was many things: a dancer, a daring adventurer, a beekeeper,
a gentleman and a scholar.
But one thing Llama definitely was not was a llama who cleaned up after his own messes. So he dreamed up an idea, an ambitious idea, a dangerous idea, an idea so outrageous it just might work.
Ta-da!
Said Llama. And what Llama has created, friends, we can see in the picture. It is a Replicator 3000. What do you know what a replicator is? I'm so glad I'm here to help you with that. A replicator is something that makes replicas. A replica is an exact copy or a duplicate. So what this machine does is it makes copies of something. I'll go. Oh, thank you. I'm being nuzzled by a hedgehog. Okay. Lunch. At lunch, Llama called his friend Alpaca.
I am Alpaca,
answered Alpaca.
I am Llama,
said Llama. Alpaca was an alpaca of impeccable tidiness. Nothing brought alpaca more joy than cleaning. Llama knew this. So Llama invited Alpaca over for lunch. Llama invited Alpaca into the Replicator 3000. Zoop! And then Llama invited disaster. Because what did he do?
Make another one.
Now there are two. Alpaca and his clone cleaned the kitchen with swiftness and ease, so swiftly and easily that Llama wondered what he could do with more alpacas. Llama pressed the button again. Zoop, 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 and again, zoop, 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 and again, zoop, zoop, zoop. And with every press, there was a zoop, and with every zoop, another alpaca. Llama had created an army of cleaners. Quack, 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 shouted the alpacas.
What is that? Quack, 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 quack.
They are working, which is what alpacas would call working. The alpacas cleaned with passion and vigor, but the more they cleaned, the more mess they made. Because they're cleaning too hard, do you see? So, for example, for our friends who do not have the book in front of them, imagine, if you will, that they are vacuuming, and they vacuum so much that they vacuum up the curtains, and maybe that pulls the rod down and breaks the wall, and now there's mess on the floor, and oh, goodness gracious, it's not working out at all, is it? Second lunch. By second lunch, Llama's mouth was full of spaghetti, and Llama's house was full of alpacas. So Llama did the most sensible thing he could think of. He opened the front door and let his mess go somewhere else. The alpacalypse had begun. Dinner. Quack, 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 say the alpacas. It was dinner time, and the alpacas roamed the earth, working, working, working. They cleaned everything, the houses, the schools, the playgrounds, even the fanciest French restaurants. No, 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 shouted the servers. Wee, 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 shouted the alpacas. It is a big problem because now they're vacuuming up the plates.
And the cookies.
And the cookies. Yeah. Oh, don't. Why would you vacuum up a macaron? Another yummy treat. There's cake. Shame on them. There was pandemonium in the streets. Pandemonium is another way of saying loud, chaotic craziness. And alpacas. Alpacas everywhere. This is the end, shouted everyone. And you can see them pulling their window shades down and locking their front doors and boarding them up and running away. Second dinner. It was second dinner, and Llama heard none of the uproar. He was busy composing his greatest symphony and eating a cheese pizza with extra cheese. It smelled delicious. A deliciousness that could be smelled miles and miles away. Where? What? All the alpacas are. Mm-hmm. Back the alpacas raced to Llama's house, fast and furious and extremely famished. Pizza! 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 Shouted the alpacas. Llama feared for his pizza, so he hid it. But Llama was not good at hiding. Where has he put it? The Replicator 3000? So he has opened the doors of the replicator and put the pizza in it. He has thoughtfully put a sign on it that says no pizza down there, but you can see the pizza and you can probably smell the pizza if you're in the room, and I think he's done a poor job of hiding it. And the alpaca stormed right in after it. Pizza, 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 shouted the alpacas. And in a final attempt to save his food, Llama pressed the other button. He unzooped every single alpaca until there was only one left.
I am Llama,
said Llama.
I am alpaca,
said alpaca. Dessert. It was time for dessert. And though Llama's house was still a mess along with the rest of the world, nothing got between Llama and his cake. The only problem was Llama had only one slice of cake. Do you see what the problem might be now? What would you do if you were Llama? Share the piece of cake? The hedgehog thinks he would chop it in half. That might be a good choice. Or what if he puts it in the Replicator 3000? Oh, let's turn the page. Llama was many things, an artist, a versatile stage actor, an athlete, an esteemed oceanographer. But one thing Llama was not was a llama who ate only one slice of cake. So Llama dreamed up an idea, an ambitious idea, a dangerous idea, an idea so outrageous it just might work. And
that,
said Llama, and that idea was to put the piece of cake in the replicator 3000 and push the button as many times as he could think of to push. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Boop, doop, 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 boop, 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 boop. And we can see there's so much cake, friends. It's falling from the sky. Which means if we go outside and open our mouths wide, perhaps a piece of cake will fall into our mouths. It looks like strawberry cake with chocolate icing. I'm excited about that. You want to go see if it happens? No, the hedgehog is not convinced. You're kind of pointy. Well, not like sharp pointy, but pointy enough. If you go stick yourself out there, the cake will stick to you. Maybe we shouldn't do that. The hedgehog has reported to me that there are 25 cakes in the picture. But who knows how many times that llama pushed the button. I guess maybe we could make our own cake. We want to do that? Let me give that a go. We shall. And that, for now at least, our friends, is...
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.